The final score here in this Ulster Rugby Championship 3 between the two top sides finished Letterkenny 9, Monaghan 13, which means now that Monaghan, with 13 games played, the famous Letterkenny, have now 61 points, with Letterkenny on 56. Both well clear of the other chasing pack, and certainly a lot to play for at the end of the season. The team that finishes top automatically goes into Championship 2. The team that's runners-up, they have a chance to play the second bottom of Championship 2. So there's everything to play for as far as Letterkenny is concerned at this moment in time. To be fair, overall, I think, and the conditions and everything else, Monaghan managed the game that wee bit better. Took an opportunity in the first half to get a try, and that, at the end of the day, was a deciding factor. Letterkenny had the opening score after David Green kicked a 20-minute penalty, making it 3 points to nil. But then, on 20 minutes, when Letterkenny was attacking on the halfway line, a ball was dropped. It was kicked on twice by the scrum half, Josh Graham, from Monaghan, and he got the touchdown to post. Lorcan McGillan converted, and that was 7 points to three. That was a real bonus for Monaghan, and of course, the only score of the game. That came Letterkenny in the half-hour mark, and they forced a penalty after the scrum half was tackled off the ball, and Green once again converted to leave it 7-6. Just 8 minutes before half-time, with Letterkenny, Monaghan attacking on the left-hand side, Letterkenny winger was adjudged to be too high in the tackle and was yellow-carded, but for the next 8 minutes, the 14-man Letterkenny hung on to leave it 7-6 at half-time. 55 minutes gone, and Letterkenny starting to put faces together well, forcing a penalty, and Green's third penalty made it 9 points to seven. But the vital time came between the hour mark and about 65 minutes. Twice Monaghan forced their way into the Letterkenny 22. Phase after phase resulted in three penalties, McGillan kicking both of them, and that was again left to 13-9. And really from that, even though Letterkenny had a spurt at last 8-9 minutes, he couldn't breach the Monaghan defence, who knew probably at that stage that if they held on, that the game was theirs. Conditions were atrocious, really, for the two best sides in this league. But unfortunately, that's what happens at this time of the year. And certainly, from a spectator's point of view, it was hard fought in a good manner. And certainly, both sides will have enjoy a rest now going back home again. So the final score in Rugby Championship 3 here and the two top of the table clash was Letterkenny 9, Monaghan 13.